Verse 27 of 1 Corinthians 15. For he hath put all things under his feet, but when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. Does everybody hear that? He's saying, look, duh, when I say all things are under Jesus, duh, there's an exception, the one who put all things under him. Did everybody hear that? Sorry, oneness, Pentecostals. Sorry, modalists. It's false. Because listen, sorry, Tyler Baker. Listen to what it says. When he saith, all things are put under him, it's manifest. You know what manifest means? It's obvious. It's apparent. We see it. It's kind of a duh, self-evident. Thank you. It's just kind of a self-evident, like, do I really have to say this? Okay. That's why in many scriptures it doesn't say that, because it's something that's self-evident. But, you know, God made sure we have one place in the Bible where he spells it out so that even, you know, those who are slow can understand it. He says, when he saith all things are put under him, it's manifest or obvious that he is accepted, E-X-C-E-P-T-E-D, that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And then it says, and when all things shall be subdued under him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. So we see that the only exception as far as things that are not put under Jesus and things that are not under his power and authority, God the Father is the only exception. Okay, because there is that chain of command between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's important.